We're here on the roadside in Illinois. I'm one of the drivers of the ethanol truck out here today. And don't know if you ever heard of ethanol before, Senator, but I want to start out and ask you about that. What do you think about ethanol being a sponsor, a fuel sponsor for this convoy?
This is the fuel of the future for America. Ethanol is homegrown. It's something that we can produce right here with good paying jobs, using our corn and other substances. And it lessens our dependence on foreign oil and reduces pollution. It's a winner all the way around. So I'm glad that ethanol is part of the second 50 years of the interstate highway system.
How about talking about that highway system? We're trying to bring attention to it here in the 50-year anniversary of it. What kind of comments would you have about how the importance of it and what it means to the state of Illinois?
I think we ought to reflect for a moment the courage it took for General Eisenhower and the Congress to pass this legislation. It was a 50% increase in the federal tax on gasoline. True, it only went from 2 cents to 3 cents, but imagine today a politician standing up and saying, I want to increase the gas tax by 50%. People would hang, draw, and quarter it. We need leadership that has vision. People who say to the American people, here is an important thing for our future, and here's what it will cost in honest terms. That's what General Eisenhower did, and look what we have, 46,000 miles of interstate highway system that has made this one of the strongest economies in the world.
What's the biggest challenge you have facing you here in Illinois with your highway system?
Maintaining it, making sure that what was once built to the highest standards continues to operate at that same level. It's a very expensive undertaking, but it's something we have to do to continue the safety and efficiency of this highway system.
Great. Thank you very much. That's Senator Dick Durbin from the state of Illinois here on the roadside. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.